Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school baseball, varsity baseball, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Tonight there will be two games going to take place here on the diamond, weather permitting. We'll mention going to be a game tonight. Going to be first game will represent Lafayette Central Catholic, the home team, versus Benton Central, and likelihood the second game will. Central Catholic will be the visiting team, and Benton Central will be the home team. Thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Benton Central Bison. They have a school enrollment of 559. Their school was founded in 1968. They're Class 3A, Sectional 20. In their sectional will be Benton Central Bison, Meconaquaw Braves, Northwestern Tigers, Peru Tigers, Twin Lakes Indians, West Lafayette Red Devils, and Western Panthers. We'll mention Benton Central High School is located at 4241 East 300 South, Oxford, Indiana. 47971. You can reach them by telephone 765-884-1600. On the web, you can find them at bc.benton.k12.in.us. They wear the colors green and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central representing the Hoosier Conference West Division. Tonight's ball game is going to be a West Division matchup. We're missing Benton Central High School. They're currently 1-2 on the season. They're 1-1 in the Hoosier West. The head coach is Jarrett Hamill. We'll let you know the most recent ball game. Rensselaer and Benton Central, 14-13. Rensselaer Central eked out the win. High-scoring ball game. Next game on the agenda for Benton Central is going to be Friday, April 15th, 5 p.m. It'll be Rossville Hornets at Benton Central Bison. Now a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, school enrollment of 293. They're Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are six in their sectional. In their sectional, Clinton Prairie Gophers, Delphi Oracles, Fountain Central Mustangs, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Seeger Patriots, Western Boone Stars. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at lcc_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention they have an East Division and a West Division. In the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Central Catholic currently 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. They are 1-0 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Tim Bordenay, 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic. After tonight, it'll be next Tuesday, April 19th, 5:30 p.m., Central Catholic Knights will travel to West Lafayette to battle with the Red Devils. Again, that'll happen on the 19th at 5:30. They just come off the diamond right there. They're working around. They're in the dugouts, getting ready for baseball. Should be a good ball game. I'll mention the wind is blowing across the diamond. It's blowing from the east to the west. Take that back, west to the east. And I'm getting ready for some baseball right now. Diamond looks well put together. It's all lined nicely, freshly coated base pads. Getting ready for baseball right here at Lafayette Central Catholic, Gordon Lemming Field. Across the way, some tennis going on right here at Central Catholic High School. And the umpires have arrived. Going to wear the blue overcoats. They're going to get ready for some baseball. Get ready to have the umpire and coach meeting out at home plate. Not going to get started exactly at 5 o'clock. Be a couple of minutes beyond 5 o'clock. As coaches shake hands, they all shake hands. It's all good. They're getting ready for baseball here at Central Catholic High School. Benton Central Bison. Getting warmed up there on deck. He's the on-deck batter. That'll be Jesse Stout. They're getting ready for the opening prayer here momentarily in National Anthem. Pretty windy day. Probably 15, 20 mile an hour. It'll be good for a left-handed curveball. Breaking pitches from the lefty ought to be good. We'll mention both pitchers in the ballgame. Benton Central going to go with Jesse Stout. Central Catholic going to go with Caden Minnick. We'll let you know the batting order for Benton Central. It'll be like this. Center fielder here, wear number one, Dylan Musser. Doing the pitching, number three, Jesse Stout. The shortstop, number four, Tyler Cremmy. Second baseman, number 11, Justin Tucker. Playing left field and wearing number 10, that's Brylan Hedden. Doing the catching, number 16, Adrian Torres. He's playing first base, he'll wear number 18, Baylen Holmes. Playing third base, number 5, Josh Schwartz. And playing the DH in today's ballgame, he'll start out that way, number 9, R.J. Martinez. Batting for him defensively, take that back, defensively in the field, will be number 8 right fielder, Caleb Kavalowski. So the Knights, Benton Central, on the first base, third baseline. We'll mention the lineup for the batting order for the Knights. Second base, number 12, Owen Munn. Center field, 33, Bren Robbins. Right fielder, number 25, Carter Johnson. First baseman, number 16, T.J. Bell. DH, 32, Justin Brady. Defensively, Billy Owens will play third base and wear number 15. Catcher, number 3, Jackson Kane. Pitcher, number 20, Caden Minnick. Left fielder, number 14, Tyler Fox. And shortstop, 24, Evan Deanhart. We'll set this down.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world. To keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and intentional teammates. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors. And give them the space to serve for you alone. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
That's our national anthem. Good hand clap. Good group of fans on hand here for a Tuesday after school. Benton Central takes the drive. They took a pretty lengthy drive somewhat. They probably didn't get here a little bit less than an hour before first pitch. We'll mention during the pitching for Central Catholic, number 20, Caden Minnick, is getting warm-up tosses on the diamond right now. We're mentioning Caden Minnick. He's a sophomore, 5'11", 155. He's got 3.0, three innings under his belt this season. Game starts, he's had one. This will be his second game start. He's taken 10 batters since he's thrown 40 pitches. He's allowed one hit. He has struck out three. Left-handed hurler on the mound. Throwing the ball around the infield. Working there in the dugout. Three guys out, taking some warm-up swings for Benton Central. That's Dylan Musser, number one. He'll bat first in the ballgame. Jesse Sout wears number three. And number four is Tyler Clemmie. Benton Central wearing the gray pants. They've got a bright yellow shirt, jersey, and they've got dark green sleeves. Central Catholic wearing the navy blues jerseys. They're wearing the white pants. Wearing the white caps with the CC logo. Benton Central and Central Catholic getting ready to play baseball here in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Supposed to be inclement weather tomorrow. They made this arrival right here in a doubleheader. They are going to play two games per each divisional member. And they're going to try to get this one done this evening. Lights are on here at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. They're getting ready to step in. It's going to be number one, Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser, a left-handed batter. Home plate umpire. Base umpire signals he's ready to go. It's going to be 5:05, first pitch. Game one. Peering in, here's the pitch. And the graze inside. It's going to just get a piece of Dylan Musser. The dog down to first base. Stepping into bat, where's number three? He'll be the pitcher in today's ballgame for Benton Central. He'll start. That's Jesse Stout. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Minnick. Set position. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in just low. Ball one. Runner at first base, Dylan Musser, top of the first inning. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch from Minnick. Swing and a miss. Going down second base. Just slides successfully. No throw. Strike call, strike, swinging strike. Count goes 1-1. Look at the signals right there. Runner at second base is Dylan Musser. Set position in the batter's box, Jesse Stout. Going to be a line shot to center field. Going to bounce once. End up in the glove of Brent Robbins. He'll top it in, cut off. Seahart coming in to score from second base. Here's Dylan Musser sliding into second base. It is Jesse Stout. Left-handed batter stepping in. He'll play the shortstop position. Number four, Tyler Clemmie. Runner aboard second base, Jesse Stout. Left-handed batter, Clemmie. Minnick doing the pitching. Looked like a breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Broke down the way. Keeping it in front of him is Jackson Kane. One ball, no strikes to Tyler Clemmie. set position to step off the back. Jesse Stout tags up, has a moderate lead. Peering in, looking at signals, set position for Minnick. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch inside, just missed. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in, Tyler Clemmy. Looking at signals, Minnick. Here comes the pitch from Caden Minnick. Looks like a pickoff move on time right there. Timing play. Safe at second base is Stout. Taking a throw, Evan Deanhart. Two balls, no strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set for Minnick. Here's the pitch. Just high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in, Clemmy. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Two balls, one strike. Third batter in the lineup, one run in. Runner at second base. Ball four. Goes all down to first base. Runners on first and second. Jackson King going to jog out. Conversation with Caden Minnick. And joining the discussion is going to be Owen Munn, second baseman. Set to bat for Benton Central. Going to be the second baseman, Justin Tucker. Right-handed batter. Runners at first and second base. Ball's in play from the set position. Pitch comes inside, a ball. Jackson King going to ask for a new baseball. To toss one back to Caden Minnick. Outfield playing, Justin Tucker to pull slightly. Peering in, looking at signals, Caden Minnick. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Back in the rubber. Two balls, no strikes. Set position. High for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Two aboard, first and second base. Top of the first inning. One run in for Benton Central. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Time out on the diamond. Just coordinating conversation. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance on easy, low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Justin Tucker. Pitch comes in high, a ball. Velocity's good, Caden Minnick. Count goes 1-0. take that back. Left fielder at the plate, number 10, Brylan Heddy. Pitch comes in, strike called. Runners on each base. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Swung on. Be a dribbler left side. Foul ball. Count goes 1-2. Stepping back in. 1-2 count. Brylan Heddy at the plate. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch just high. Count goes 2-2. Steps back in. Check signals. Set position. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Called strike 3. Brylan Heddy will set down. One out. Top of the first inning. One out, stepping in. He's going to catch number 16, Adrian Torres, another right-handed batter. Step in right now, right-handed batter for Ben Essential. Comes the pitch, right down Meridian. About a 2 o'clock arm slot for Kate Minnick, the lefty. Peers in, looks at signals. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. They'll pop one upward. It's going to be playable. It'll be in foul territory. It's going to blow back in fair. It's going to go past third base. It's going to be a first base. It's going to be a fair ball. Going to get a tag out at second base, caught between first and second base. And that'll retire the side. So Benton Central come up with one run. They leave three base runners on the diamond. We'll mention a little bit about another Target Sports, bringing this team to you. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. Reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports in Sheridan. On the mound for Benton Central, taking some warm-up tosses right there. Right-handed pitcher, Jesse Stout. Jesse Stout getting some work right there on the diamond. Working right now, Jesse Stout. Coach is warming him up. You know, tap gloves. And now behind the plate, we'll see Adrian Torres. We'll see at first base, number 18, Baylen Holmes. At second base, number 11, Justin Tucker. At shortstop, number 4, Tyler Clemmie. At third base, number 5, Josh Schwartz. In left field, Brylan Heddy wears number 10. In center field, Dylan Musser, number 1. And in right field, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Throwing the ball around the diamond. Umpire taking a couple looks behind the catcher. First three batters for the night is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Number 33, Bren Robbins. Number 25, Carter Johnson. Throws a frozen rope to second base. It's Adrian Torres. Getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn, plays the second base position. A little bit of a conference out of the pitcher's mound. Pitcher, catcher, Stout, and Torres. Now Torres is going to step behind home plate. Owen Munn manicures the dirt. Here we go. Working from the windup. Here comes the first pitch. Square in the bunt. Let's it go by. Strike called. Third baseman coming in. That's Josh Schwartz. He was ready to field the bunt. 0-1 count to Owen Munn. Pitch comes in high. A ball. That wind is whipping, making it a little bit tough for the pitching today. Try to fight through it. Pierce that wind. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Munn going to foul it out of play right side. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Owen Munn, second baseman, steps back in. Looking at signals. Here comes a 1-2. Outside ball. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. 2-2 count. Here comes a pitch from Jesse Stout. Breaking pitch finishes high. Ball 3. Count goes full. 3-2. First batter for the Knights, Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch from Stout. Swung on. He'll take a rope left side. He'll get a lot of it. Foul ball. Warning track power, but a foul ball. Count goes 3-2 once again. Owen Munn facing Jesse Stout. Here's the pitch. He's going to pop one skyward. Going to be called for by the shortstop. He'll go out in the grass about 4 steps and make the catch. One out, bottom of the first inning. Stepping in to bat, we're going to see number 33, center fielder, Bren Robbins. Another right-handed batter. One out steps in. Jesse Stout pitching from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Here's the first pitch to Robbins. Inside a ball. Steps back on. In the box. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Jesse Stout. He'll pop one. Be elevated. Going behind third base. Catches it at the lip of the grass. Deep part of the dirt right there. Another catch. Good for Tyler Clemmie. Two outs here in the bottom half of the first inning. Stepping in to bat for the Knights, right fielder, number 25, Carter Johnson. We're going to play him to pull. Pull severely again, Tyler Clemmie. Almost just lined up with second base. First pitch outside the ball. Second baseman, that's Justin Tucker, back at the lip of the grass. Now steps in a step. Second pitch comes in high, tight and low for ball 2. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. One run in for Benton Central in the top half. Here's in, looks at signals. Here comes the wind. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-0. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Stout shakes off a signal. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. Step back in. Here comes the pitch from Stout. Ball high. Carter Johnson will jog down to first base. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 16, TJ Bell. Two outs, runner at first base. It's Carter Johnson. Right-handed batter, TJ Bell facing Jesse Stout. Is the pitch. High for ball one. Check signals, third base. Steps back in. Checks first base. Now in the set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball on the infield. Going to be fielded by the shortstop. Tyler Clemmy throws on to Justin Tucker for second base for the fourth out. And Tyler Clemmy involved in all three outs in the bottom half of the first. At the end of one, the 1-0 contest. Benton Central in front. Again, we'll mention another sponsor bringing this game to you at Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, Indiana at 1110 South Peru Street. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Seeing some warm-up tosses right there from the mound once again, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick getting some warm-up tosses right there with Jackson Kane. Freshman catcher. So one run in, Ben Central in front. Getting ready to bat in the top of the second inning. To toss one down right now. In terms of pitch, Jackson Kane, one hop second base. To toss the ball around the diamond to put it in the glove of Caden Minnick. First batter in the top of the second inning. Going to be number 18, Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes going to step in. Right-handed batter. Back behind home plate, Jackson Kane. Working from the rubber. Working from the windup. Here comes the first pitch from Minnick. A little bit up and away. Just missed the dish. A bit tall. Count goes 1-0. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Steps back in. Here comes the pitch. Just high, ball three. Velocity's good. Just got to dial in that release point. Here comes a 3-0 pitch from Minnick. Baylen Holmes. Pitch comes in, strike called. Three balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Outside, ball four.
How about in the shortstop, number five, Josh Hader?
Stepping into bat. We're going to see this. Number five, Josh Schwartz. Working from the stretch, now the set. Outside edge, called strike. Right-handed batter, number five, Josh Schwartz. Here's the set, here's the pitch to Schwartz. Outside edge once again, Memorex. Count goes 0-2. Josh Schwartz, the senior, 6'1", 210. Steps back in, working from the stretch is Minnick. It comes to 0-2, he'll throw a pickoff move. First base, back safely. Steps back in, taps the plate. Number five, Josh Schwartz. Pitch comes in just outside, ball one. Count goes 1-2. Steps back in, Schwartz. Look at the signal of Minnick from the set position. Pickoff move once again. Nonchalant. Working right there at first base, T.J. Bell. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. They go down on strikes. One out. The top of the second inning. Set to bat, number nine, the DH, R.J. Martinez. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Minnick. Swung on, foul ball, right side. Out in front of the nice dugout at first base side. Benton Central occupying the third base dugout. On deck is the one-hitter, Dylan Musser. In the batter's box, R.J. Martinez. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Minnick. Short hop the glove of Kane. Kane keeps it in front of him. Count goes one ball, one strike. Back in the rubber, Caden Minnick. Up on the lip of the grass at third base for the Knights, Billy Owens. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. One ball, two strikes. Bryn Robbins playing a bit inward. Outfield playing inward. Here for the at-bat. Swung on. Going to pop one high. It's going to be possibly catchable for Jackson Kane. He'll fight the wind and he'll fall backwards and make the catch. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Stepping into bat, center fielder. The leadoff batter in today's ballgame. It's number one, Dylan Musser. Left-handed batter. He's batting an even 300 on the season. He's played in three games. He'll foul one back to the screen. One strike. He entered this ballgame with 16 plate appearances. 10 official at-bats. 5'10", 155. He's got three hits. He scored six runs in three games. Left-handed batter. Dylan Musser. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Count goes 0-2. Two outs, top of the second inning. Runner at first base for Benton Central. From the stretch, now the set position. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. Top half, no runs, no hits. And we'll go to the bottom of the second inning. nights. Going to be at the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find Reynolds Farm Equipment at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now they have Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli been in existence right there a couple of years. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. It's Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in if only to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. Need some more warm-up tosses from the mound. Starting pitcher, Jesse Stout. Where's number three? Jesse Stout on the season, 5 2/3 innings. He's allowed 4 hits. He's allowed 4 runs. 3 of those were earned. And he's allowed 3 base on balls and 10 strikeouts. Right-handed pitcher. Working from the stretch, nobody on. He's just warming up. Let's toss a frozen rope. One hops the glove. Right there, number 4, Tyler Clemmie. They'll throw it around the diamond. First batter in the bottom of the second inning. Going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, the designated hitter to start this ballgame. Left-handed batter steps in now. Jesse Stout, 2 feet on the rubber. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the first pitch. Strike called. Down goes 0-1. On deck is Jackson Kane for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on. He'll pop it foul. It's going to float. It's going to be catchable in the field of play. Good catch by the catcher, Adrian Torres. Thought that might float out, but no, it stayed in. The wind brought it back in. One out, bottom of the second inning. Set to bat for the Knights. Number 3 is the catcher, that's Jackson Kane. Right into batter. The right foot, back there on the shoulder. Here's the first pitch. Good touch, swing and a miss. Tight, a little bit jammy. Count goes 0-1. Wind up. Jackson Kane, here's the pitch from South. High for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes in. Bit of a breaking pitch. Broke across the dish. Strike called. Jackson Kane steps back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in. Jackson Kane gonna hit one over third base. Just foul. Got part of the dirt, but beyond over the head of third baseman Josh Schwartz. A foul ball. Count goes 1-2. Ball is in play. Jesse Stout, Jackson Kane. Breaking pitch, miss inside. 2 2/3. 1 out. Nobody on. Second batter in the inning. Ball stayed high. A bit of a breaking pitch. Upstairs. Count goes full. 3 2/3. Looking at signals. Here's the pitch to Kenny. High and tight for 4. Jackson Kane will jog down to first base. one out. Coach Fortnay going to make a change. He's going to bring out a courtesy runner for Jackson Kane. Jogging out to do the running. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. 5'10", 150. Gutwein going to be the runner for Jackson Kane at first base. Working from the stretch, looking at signals, Jesse Stout. Stepping in the back, Caden Minnick. Number 20. First pitch comes in, takes it for a strike. Gears back in, working from the stretch, Jesse Stout. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Nonchalant pickoff move at first base. Back safely is Gutwein. Steps back in the batter's box, Caden Minnick. From the stretch, Jesse Stout, another pickoff move. A little more velocity at first base. Probably about a B-plus move by Stout. One ball, no strikes. Jumps the pitch. Strike called. Two strikes, I believe so. No balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Caden Minnick, 1 foot out, 1 foot in. Looks at signals. Few given. Gutwein at first base, one out. Here's the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball, the throw down to second base. Stealing second base, head first dive for Hudson Gutwein in there safely. 2-2 count. One out, steps back in. Caden Minnick. Second base going to hold him on. Going to hover there, now retreat. Shortstop's going to hover. Here comes a set. Foul ball back to the screen. Caden Minnick. Scoreboard 2-1 on the board. That's 2-2 now. Count is 2-2. Ball's in play. One out. Caden Minnick batting. Jesse Stout pitching. Look at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stayed outside of ball. Three balls, two strikes. Steps back in, one out, runner at second base is Gutwein. Can be a drive to center field and a retreat, work to his right, make the catch. Pretty fine catch in center field, Dylan Musser. Second out. They're going to try to take third base. They're not going to get it. Gutwein tried to take third base after the catch. Coach Bournet going to chat with him. Third out in the bottom of the second inning. No runs, no hits, and one, nobody left on base. After two complete, 1-0 ball game, Benton Central in front. Again, we'll mention it. This game is being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Fair. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Fair. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, Madison counties since 1997. If you call her, Tippecanoe County, quite sure she'll help you out along with Benton County. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. They toss one down. They're going to meet right there at the pitcher's mound. Going to talk it over just for a moment. They're going to put the ball in the glove of Caden Minnick. Stepping into bat. Again, it's going to be number three. Second time up, that's Jesse Stout. He's doing the pitching for Benton Central. Jesse Stout batting 455 in three ball games. Working from the windup. Pitch from Minnick. Swung on. Going to be popped up right side. Maybe playable. First baseman makes a great over-the-shoulder catch. That's T.J. Bell. He floated that one back beyond first base in the grass. Swirling wind, he's caught that over his left shoulder. One out, top of the third inning. Stepping in, left-handed batter, number four, Tyler Clemmy. Left-handed pitcher, Caden Minnick. Going to try to put a bun down. He gets a piece of it. It goes foul, left side. Picked up by Jackson Kane. Toss it back to Minnick. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the third inning. Peering in, looking at signals, working from the windup. There comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, broke low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Looking at signals, very few given. He'll step back in. Tyler Clemmy, 6'170". Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base. T.J. Bell going to pitch it to the covering pitcher. That's Caden Minnick. T.J. Bell gloved it. Went off his glove. He picked it back up. Toss it underhand for out number two. Stepping to the plate, number 11, Justin Tucker, playing second base in the ballgame. Justin Tucker in three ballgames, an average of 636. He's been to the plate 15 times, 11 official at-bats. First pitch high and away. Justin Tucker, he scored 5 runs. 7 hits. He's got 8 RBI. He's hit a home run. Here comes the pitch. Strike, outside edge. One ball, one strike. Count goes one ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. One ball, two strikes. Justin Tucker, 5'10", 165. A senior athlete. Looking in for signals, working from the windup. Breaking pitch, almost got the back door, edge. Broke for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Two outs, top of the third inning, Benton Central batting, leading the game 1-0. Swung on, he's a poppet over second base, retreating, trying to make the catch. And making the catch in the grass, falling backwards, is Owen Munn. No runs, no hits, no errors committed. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. A 1-0 contest, Benton Central got one in the bottom half. Or check that, in the top of the first. So the Knights going to have a group meeting outside the dugout, Benton Central. Conversation right there. Coach comes out. Have a conversation with the pitcher. And bringing this game to you, in part, is looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7000. 7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. They're getting ready to bat in the bottom half of the third inning. Knight's going to step in. First batter is going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox is going to step in. Right-handed batter. Looking from the windup is Jesse Stout. Bottom of the third, here comes the first pitch. Swung on, throws and rope right at the left fielder, Brylan Hedden. Pretty good off the bat right there. Got the sweet spot. Stepping into bat, we'll see Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, the shortstop. Number 24, another right-handed batter for the Knights. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Jesse Stout, here comes the first pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes, 0-1 on deck. One out, bottom of the third inning. Pitch goes in, outside, a ball. Two balls, no strikes. 1-0 contest. Benton Central got one in the top of the first. Here comes a wind, the delivery. High for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Evan Dienhart at the plate. Here comes a wind, and here's the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike call. Three balls, one strike. One out. Here's the pitch to Dienhart. High and tight. He'll walk to first base. He'll jog down there. The next batter we're going to see is number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, number 12, plays second base. Made a good catch right there in the top half of the inning. From the meeting of the minds there, catcher, Adrian Torres and Jesse Stout. They'll break it up right there. Adrian Torres is going to get behind home plate. Number 12, Owen Munn, enters this ball game batting 438. 18 plate appearances, 16 official at-bats. That's in four games. Peering in, looking at signals, stress position. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Munn checked his swing. It went by a strike. Down goes 0-1. In the rubber once again, Jesse Stout looks at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch to Munn. Going to steal second base. Looking to steal. He slides in. Pops right up. Like a Lou Brock of our day. Safe at second is Evan Day. Excuse me. Evan Dienhart at second base. One ball, one strike, one out. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Runner aboard at second base, Evan Dienhart. He reached by walk. Set position. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be backhanded by the shortstop. Couldn't make the play. Tyler Clemmie. And reaching first base on air is Owen Munn. Runners on the corners. Owen Munn at first. Evan Dienhart at third base. stepping out in front of the plate, Adrian Torres relays his signals to his infield. Looking at signals, third base, very few given. Working from the stretch. Jesse Stout from the set position. Pitch comes in outside the ball. Taking second base is Owen Munn. No throw. Number 33, Bryn Robbins enters this ball game batting 333. He scored 4 runs. He's been to the plate 11 times, 9 official at-bats. They take a ground ball, third base, good backhand, couldn't grab it. Nice backhanded stopping the ball right here, Josh Schwartz. Didn't have a play, ball bounced off his glove, but he definitely saved probably 2 runs, but 1 run does come in. It's a tie ball game at 1. Coming in from third base, Evan Deanhart scoring the first run for the Knights. This timeout on the diamond. Coach Hamill going to walk out, have conversation. Going to call the whole infield in. They'll meet there at the pitcher's mound. The center fielders, actually the outfield, will convene out there in center field. Again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. Reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Stepping into bat, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter, runners at first and second base, 1 out. Bottom of the third inning. Jesse Stout in the set position. Here's the pitch. Going to get by the glove of catcher Adrian Torres. Runner's going to move up 90 feet. Owen Munn at third base doing the running. Working at second base. Knights second and third. 1 ball, no strikes. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Working from the windup now is Jesse Stout. 1 ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Stout. High and away for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Bryn Robbins at second base. Owen Munn at third base. No, just 1 out. Here comes a 2-0. Put foul 1 back. Overhead. Count goes 2-1. Signals given. Coach Bourdonnais. Runners at second and third. Stepping back in. Carter Johnson. Jesse Stout. Here comes the pitch. And foul 1 back to the screen. Left-handed batter. Carter Johnson. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Working from the windup, here comes a 2-2 pitch from Jesse Stout. He'll foul 1 out of play again. Carter Johnson, lefty. Jesse Stout, a righty. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. 1 run in. It's a tie ball game at 1. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Stout. He'll pop one. It'll go left center field. It'll be called for by the left fielder. He'll back up, veer to his left. They'll tag up. They'll get a run. They'll move 90 feet. Coming in to score also as the ball gets by Josh Schwartz, two runs in. But a nice catch in left field, Brylan Hedden. Stepping into bat, TJ Bell. Bases empty. Right-handed batter, Bell, right-handed pitcher, Jesse Stout. 3-1 ball game. Knights go in front. He'll take a shot to the left field. Backing up, looking at the warning track and making, reaching up, making a fine catch. Take that back. Ball's off the glove. No, I take that back. That was his hat. Picking up his hat. He got the catch. Another fine catch in left field. Brylan Hedden. Pretty good drive off the bat. Right there. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Knights with three runs in the inning. It's a 3-1 ball game going to the top of the fourth. And again, we thank you for listening. Put me in sports. We do thank you for tuning in. Knights and Bison Baseball from the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Getting warm-up tosses on the hill right there. Caden Minnick. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right off of State Road 19 at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve as Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Set to bat for the Bison. It'll be the first batter in the top half of the fourth inning. Number 10, Brylan Hedden. Playing left field position, doing a fine job, making some good catches. Right there in the bottom of the third. He'll step in, right-handed batter. 357 average, three ball games. First pitch from Minnick. Outside of ball. Brylan Hedden has been to the plate 15 times, entering this ballgame, 14 times official at bats. 6 foot, 165. Pitch comes in, short hop the glove of Jackson Kane, ball two. Number 10, Brylan Hedden. He's got 5 hits on this young season. He's got 2 RBI. Working from the windup, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Might have taken a little bit off of that pitch. A little bit out in front of it. It was Hedden. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes a whine from Minnick. Breaking pitch. Must have just missed high. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Infield at regular depth, outfield playing him to pull to the right-handed batter. Call that a strike outside edge. Count goes full at 3-2. Steps back in, Brylan Hedden. Looking at singles, here comes the whine, here comes the 3-2. Foul ball, his stay at the plate. Grays that one back on the ground to the backstop. 3-2 count. So steps back in. Signal's given. Here comes the 3-2 again. Ground ball on the infield. The ground fielder got a glove on it. Working to his right, Evan Dehart. Good play the baseball. Safe at first base is Brylan Hedden. Stepping in, we'll see number 16, Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres, the catcher for the Bison, right-handed batter. Steps in, working from the stretch, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Kickoff move, nonchalant. Ball's going to get by TJ Bell. Throw was wide right side. Throw wasn't catchable. Supposed to be trying to play it through the runner. So he'll move all the way around to third base. Number 10, Brylan Hedden, travels from first to third on the overthrow. Stepping back in, 16, Adrian Torres. Right-handed batter. Steps in today with a 231 average. 15 at bat, 13 official. Ground ball in the infield, going to be fielded by Evan Jeanhart. He'll throw to first base. It's going to be a high throw over the top right there of TJ Bell. Run comes in to score. A 3-2 ball game. Coming in to score from third base, Brylan Hedden. So they'll go courtesy runner out to second base to do the running. Going to be number 2, Ryan Foster, 5'10", 150. He's a sophomore. He has scored 2 runs on this season. Stepping into bat, 18, Baylen Holmes. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. Outside the ball. 18 at the plate, Baylen Holmes. Bench the plate 13 times entering this ball game. 11 official at bats. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Fortney have a meeting with his infield at the pitcher's mound. Baylen Holmes, number 18 at the plate. When we come back after timeout, Baylen Holmes, 6'195". One hit. I take that back. One run, 2 hits, and an RBI. So timeout over. 1 ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Baylen Holmes. Runner at second base. That's Hedden at second base. Outside edge, called strike. Pitch comes in from Caden Minnick. Practice swing inside the box, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It's a mild practice swing for Baylen Holmes. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Holmes going to put a bunt down. He'll go back to Minnick to throw to first base. Mission accomplished. Moves Hedden to third base. Set to bat, it's going to be number 5, Josh Schwartz. 1 out on the diamond. Top of the 4th inning. 1 run in here in the half of the inning for Bison. It's a 3-2 ball game. Knights in front. The pop one foul overhead. Strike 1. Step back in. Josh Schwartz. No CH. The pitch. He'll pop one right side. It's going to go to right field. It's going to be caught by right fielder Carter Johnson. Tagging at third base. Head first slide at home. Safe. It's going to be an RBI sacrifice fly off the bat of Josh Schwartz. Tie ball game. We'll clean the dish off right there. 2 outs, top of the 4th inning. Stepping into bat, number 9, R.J. Martinez. First pitch comes in high and away. Just missed it. Yeah, it's been a bit high. Number 9, RJ Martinez, is doing the DH in the ballgame. He'll take a drive. He'll go to left field with it. They come in. It's going to be a foul ball, but caught. Diving forward, making the catch, is Tyler Fox. 3 outs in the inning. The half the inning. After 3.5, it's a 3-3 ball game. It's the Bison come up with 2 in the top of the 4th. Good ball game in the works right now. Going to be a second ball game following this one. There'll be a 30-minute timeout between ball games. We're going to leave this internet microphone on. You might hear some music between ball games. It'll be available for you to listen in right here at the ballpark. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765. Again, that number is 317-984-3765. To reach them by text message or cellular phone, 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, west of Arcadia. Taking warm-up tosses, getting ready to throw one down. Adrian Torres, catcher for Benton Central, throws a frozen rope right on the money to second baseman Justin Tucker. They put the ball in the glove of Jesse South. Nice for the bat at the bottom half of the 4th inning. Tie ball game at 3. Stepping into bat is going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady working right there in the 5 spot. He'll step in right now, Justin Brady. He's batting 333. Steps in, first pitch from Jesse Stout. Take a good healthy cut. Swing and a miss. 32, Justin Brady, 6'195". Justin Brady has scored a run. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Down goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Step back in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Backdoor curveball breaks in there and hits the outside edge. Strike 2. 1-2 count, Justin Brady. Here comes a wind. Here comes a pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Justin Brady has been in 4 ball games, all 4. 17 at-bats, 15 official. He'll take a line drive on the crown and go past first base, just barely foul. Count will remain 2-2. Step back on the rubber, working from the windup. Jesse Stout for Benton Central. Justin Brady in the batter's box. Pitch. Take a swing and a miss. Strike 3. He gets knuckles on the way in to bat. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, freshman athlete. Where's number 3? Does the catching. He's batting 333 on the season. 571 on base percentage. Here comes the first pitch from South to Jackson Kane. He'll let one go by. Strike called. Jackson Kane in 4 ball games. He's been to the plate 15 times. 9 official at-bats. 2 hits, 2 runs. He Here's the pitch. And the short hop glove of the catcher. Get by him, Adrian Torres. Steps back in. One ball, one strike. From the windup, Jesse Stout, Jackson King, inside and tight. Ball two. 2-0 count. Step back in. Hearing a signal. Here comes the pitch. High for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Jackson King. That white towel right out of his back pocket on the right side. This comes in, ball four. Jackson King draws another walk. Timeout on the diamond. Courtesy runner. Going to be Hudson Gutwein once again. Set to bat for the Knights. Number 20, he's doing the pitching. Caden Minnick. Working from the stretch, Jesse Stout. Stretch position. They'll look at first base. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. They'll take one left field. They'll float it up. It's going to be caught in foul territory. Taking second base on the tag up is Gutwein. Minnick took that ball the other way. Pretty good distance. Difficult throw to try to get Gutwein in second. So Gutwein at second base, stepping into bat, is Tyler Fox, number 14. Right-handed batter. Runner at second base is Gutwein. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. 3-3 ball game. Inside and tight, ball one. Gutwein retreats back to second base. Stepping back in, Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, your pickoff move at second base, going to get by it. Just ever so slightly. Couldn't field it right there. Tyler Clemmie, everything's fine. He's tossed the ball back to Jesse Stout. Still at second base, Hudson Gutwein steps back in. Tyler Fox, set position, here's the pitch. Double check, here's the pitch, high for ball. Two balls, no strikes. 14, Tyler Fox. Three at-bats, three official at-bats in two ball games. Steps back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, a ball high. Count goes 3-0. Runner at second base, Hudson Gutwein, nobody out. They're going to put him on base. Going to issue him a walk without throwing or pitching that fourth pitch. They put the Knights into a double play opportunity for the Bison. Runners at first and second. Conversation right now. Coach Bourdain. Evan Deanhart is going to step in. Right-handed batter. First and second base. Ball's in play. Evan Deanhart, Jesse Stout. Strike inside edge. Strike called. Count goes 0-1. Step off the rubber and step back in. Jesse Stout. It's from the set. Set second base. Strike call, outside edge. No balls, two strikes. To take the drive, high fly ball. Going to veer in left field. Going to foul territory. Making the catch is Brylon Hedden. Three outs in the inning. Two left on base. Still a 3-3 ball game after four innings. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. 3-3 tie. We'll mention bringing this game to you. Tonight is Dean's Auto Parts, Carquest Cicero, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana, Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery in Delhi, Larson and Sons, Target Sports, Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. Again, some warm-up tosses on the hill. Working right there on the diamond. Evan Deanhart going to take over the duties for Caden Minnick. Going to be one more ball game after this ball game. Going to take maybe three, four, maybe more pitchers for each side. So they're warming up right now. Jackson King, catcher, throwing, warming up. Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart wears number 24. He's got a record of 0-1. Really tight ball game took place with Frankfurt. Went 10 innings. A 1-0 game. That game was epic. It was a good one. Evan Deanhart, 5'9", 165. He's a junior class member so far this season. 2 1/3 innings. He's played in one game as a pitcher. He's faced 13 batters. He's thrown 49 pitches. He struck out 2. One of those strikeouts was looking. So they're warming up Evan Deanhart, throwing the ball around the diamond. 3-3 ball game, top of the fifth inning. First batter we'll see. Then the top of the fifth will be the leadoff batter in the ball game. He'll be first batter here in the top of the fifth, Dylan Musser. Left-handed batter. They throw the ball around the infield to the Knights. They're putting in the glove of Evan Deanhart. Left-handed batter, Dylan Musser. Enters this ball game batting 300. Entering the game, 16 plate appearances. 10 official at-bats. 5'10", 155. He scored 6 runs. He's got 3 hits. Entering the game, he's face on balls, 5 of those. Here comes the first pitch. Tries the bunt. Leaves the bat out there. Couldn't draw contact. Strike 1. Steps back in. Dylan Musser, number 1 center fielder in the ball game. Take a drive. He'll go, foul it left side. Got the handle. Can be picked up there in front of the Benton Central dugout. He's going to step back in. 2 strikes on Dylan Musser. Working from the windup, Evan Deanhart. Here comes the 0-2. Outside of ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Dylan Musser batting here in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down on strikes. 1 out as they throw the ball around the defense. Stepping into bat, going to be number 3, Jesse Stout. Jesse Stout steps in, right-handed batter. Here's the first pitch from Deanhart. A bit high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's step back in. Looking at signals, here's the pitch. Take a drive to right center field. Can be called on by the right fielder, reaching out, making a good catch in the gap. Is Carter Johnson. 2 outs. Set to bat. It'll be the third baseman, Where's number four? Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Clemmie at the plate. And they'll work from there. Left-handed batter. Take a ground ball on the infield. Be fielded by Owen Munn to make a throw to first base. A bit low. Couldn't be handled. Ends up at second base. Tyler Clemmie. One runner aboard, second base, Clemmie, with two outs. Top of the fifth inning, tie ball game, 3-3. Benton Central, Central Catholic, playing two today. They're calling for inclement weather tomorrow. They thought they'd get the two games in today. It is a windy day. And it looks like gray clouds might just float over, not drop any rain. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Justin Tucker. He's a four-hitter. Where's number 11? First pitch comes in, ball low. Good block, Jackson Kane behind the dish. Number 11, Justin Tucker. Mission into this ballgame batting 636 with 11 official at bats. Ball low. Justin Tucker has the only home run of any player in this ballgame. Hit that home run prior to this game. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. They're going to issue him a walk with a 3-0 count. He's going to set up the fourth out on the diamond. First and second base. Benton Central occupying bases. Set to bat, Brylan Hedden. Left fielder, he's been active today. Step in, right-handed batter. Brian Hedden, 357 average. Timeout called at home plate. Brylan Hedden didn't want to concentrate any longer. He called time. Granted, ball's in play now. Let's take a pitch low for ball one. Brylan Hedden, 6'165". Just a sophomore. He has 5 hits entering tonight's ballgame. 2 RBI. Working from the stretch, now the set. Short hop to glove of Kane. Kane keeps it in front of me. Jackson Kane going to ask for another baseball. Granted, he'll toss it out to the Dean Harts. Thought that was the right side. Central Catholic dugout. That ball will leave the game. 2 balls, no strikes. Ball's live. Runner at second base, runner at first base. DeHart tried a pickoff move to step off the back, not make the throw. He'll step back in. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. 3-3 ball game. Runners at first and second base for Benton Central. The float one right side. Drifting to the right near the line, Carter Johnson makes another catch. So Benton Central come up empty. They lead 2 on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Knights coming to the plate. 3-3 ball game. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention again, this game is in part being brought to you by Target Sports. As we end up here, Target Sports, we'll mention that Larson & Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number, again, is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on the web. That's the Facebook web we're mentioning. It's Larson and Sons Target Sports. And you can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So getting some warm-up tosses out there doing the pitching, Jesse Stout. They'll work it from there. Getting ready to bat are the Knights. Owen Munn going to step in here momentarily. Getting some final warm-up tosses. Going to throw one down. Throw down second base. Frozen rope right on the money. Fielded there by Tyler Clemmie. Set to bat, bottom of the fifth inning. Going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Plays the second base position. Owen Munn batting 438 on the season. On deck is Bren Robbins. Bottom of the fifth, tie ball game, 3-3. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Steps back on the rubber. Jesse Stout. Owen Munn at the plate. Bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. First batter in the bottom of the fifth. Peering in looking at signals. Jesse Stout. Here's the wind. Inside and tight. Ball three. Step back in. Owen Munn plays second base for the Knights. Working from the windup. Jesse Stout. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Three balls, one strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Owen Munn came up empty. Count goes 3-2. Here comes the pitch. The pop one foul out of play. Blue sky showing. Clouds still floating. Sustain a box. Owen Munn, the 3-2 pitch on the way. Turn in, look at the stick. Here comes the 3-2. High for ball four. Pass for new baseball, Jesse Stout. Never denied by the umpire. Bren Robbins going to step in. Right-handed batter wears number 33. Steps in this ballgame with a 333 average. Right-handed batter. Runner at first base, Owen Munn. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth going to show bunt early. Pulls the bat back. Ball inside. Sets back in. Robin's still looking at signals. He'll step in now. 0-9 at first base. Nobody out. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Swung on. You think he'd get a lot of it. He'd go out of play. That ball will probably float. up in the jet stream there in left center field. Steps back in, ball's in play. 1-1 count to Bren Robbins. A one man at first base from the set position. High for a ball, taken off of second base. Head first slide safe. Owen Munn applied the tag. Owen Munn there safely. Two balls, one strike. In the rubber, looking at signals from Adrian Torres. Torres looking to the dugout, reflecting the signal to Stout. Pitch comes in, high and tight. Bren Robbins. Down goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Tie ball game at 3. Stout delivery. High for a ball. A jog down to first base. Bren Robbins. Two aboard. First two batters here in the top, excuse me, the bottom of the fifth. Owen Munn at second base. Bren Robbins at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jarrett Hamill going to walk out and have conversation with his infield at the pitcher's mound. Second game going to begin 30 minutes following the conclusion of this ball game. 2 7-inning games scheduled. They're going to take the baseball from Jesse Stout. He's done a fine job. He's going to lead the game tied at 3. On the pitcher's mound, going to be number 5, Josh Schwartz. Josh Schwartz going to check in right there. He's 6'1", 210. He's allowed 4 hits. I take that back. Those are batting stats. He's on the mound right now. Josh Schwartz. We'll mention number 5, Josh Schwartz, beginning entering this game 4 innings under his belt. He's allowed 8 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned runs. He's allowed 3 base on balls, and he struck out 4 batters. Next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic, going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. As the infield right behind the new pitcher, it's number 5, Josh Schwartz. He finishes up his warm-up talk. Getting loose right there. He walks straight over defensively to take the baseball. So the infield going to depart right there, take their respectable positions. Pitch comes in, warming up. He's got some velocity. He's got that 6'1" frame, 210. He's also a captain, one of the captains from the senior class on the Benton Central Bison baseball team, along with Jesse Stout and Justin Tucker. Stepping in, Carter Johnson. Runners at first and second base for the Knights, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, set position for Schwartz. Johnson going to put a bunt down. It's going to be a good bunt. Third baseline. He'll throw to first base and not get him. Ball fielded by Schwartz. Pretty much bunting for a sacrifice. A little bit half and half, and he completes the duty. Stepping into bat, T.J. Bell. Bases are occupied. Stepping back in the rubber. Going to be number 5, Josh Schwartz. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Outside of bowl. Looking for that outside edge. Nearly got it. DJ Bell, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. A few signals given. Right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Strike right across the dish. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bases are loaded. Here comes the wind. Josh Schwartz. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Josh Schwartz pitching gingerly to TJ Bell. Working from the windup. Owen Munn down the third baseline. Playing some evidential games right there. Then a walk one in. Owen Munn going to cross the plate. Run number four is a 4-3 ball game. Next batter for the Knights, number 32, Justin Brady. Batting in the fifth position. Playing the DH role today. Three aboard. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Swung on, foul back, out of play. 0-1 count, Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Steps back in. 333 average entering the ball game. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Tearing in, looking at signals. Going to bring the infield in. They're all on the lip of the grass. 1-1 count. Get a ground ball, second base, they'll throw to first base, try to. He goes errant, goes over to the screen. Two runs going to come in to score for the Knights. So ground ball to second base. Fielded there by Justin Tucker. You could tell he wanted to throw home. But then he's in the motion of wanting to throw. Going to make it home anyway. So he tried to throw to first. After wanting to throw home, the ball went awry. 6-3 ball game. Knights in front. Working from the windup. Josh Schwartz. Outside of ball. Jackson King steps in. Catcher for the Knights. Where's number three? Right-handed batter. He has drawn a base on balls twice in this ballgame. He'll foul one back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Steps back in. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Is Josh Schwartz. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Looking at signals. Here's a wind. Outside and low. Ball three. Jackson King looking for a pitch he can handle. They're pitching him gingerly also. Here comes a 3-1. Outside, ball four. Trying to work that outside edge. Going to load the bases once again. And Jackson King going to get that courtesy runner, Hudson Duwine. Stepping into bat. I take that back. We're going to see Gutwein at the plate. Runner at first base. I'm going to look from the windup right here. Here comes the pitch. strike called, outside edge. Good ball position by Josh Schwartz. Infield is in. One and two. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. Outside of ball. Good block right there from Adrian Torres. Steps back in. That's number nine, Hudson Gutwine. Gutwine, he's batting an even 500 on the season. Gonna foul one back overhead. Gutwine has been to the plate twice. He's captured one hit. He's played in three ball games. This is his fourth. Has done base running for Jackson Kane twice. Jackson Kane drew walks. Now he's batting for himself. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Bases are occupied. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Here comes a wide. Outside of ball. Down goes 3-2. 3-2 count to Hudson Gutwine. In terms of wind, the ground ball. One hop got it off the glove, trying to make the play. The stop was good. Justin Tucker, right in the pocket of the mitt, pounced out. He tried to get him at second base. Couldn't get him. Run comes in to score. It's T.J. Bell across the plate. 7-3 ball game. Knights in front. Stepping into bat once again, Tyler Fox. But bases are still loaded. Nobody out. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Good block by Torres. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Here comes the wind. Fox takes it. Swing and a miss. 1-1 count, the delivery. And a foul one right side out of play. It's a rope. Nobody damaged with that one. That's a rope to out of play area. Steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. And Josh Schwartz swung on, ground ball foul, left side. 2-2 count. Josh Schwartz in for relief for Jesse Stout. First full inning for Schwartz right here. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Outside of ball. Going to get by the glove of Torres. It was an outside. He's going to be on a likely a wild pitch. Nice score. Another run. 8-3 ball game. The batter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Doing the base running. At third base is Gavin Boutel, number 17, running for the catcher, Jackson King. It'll be a line drive, going to be go over the head, going to get the gap, going to go up against the wall, left center field. It's going to be a 2 RBI double off the bat of Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox even gives a little hand clap. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jared Hamill going to walk out. Coach Hamill going to have a conversation right there. Going to clean the dust out of the dirt out of the front of the rubber. We're going to see a new pitcher in the ballgame. For Benton Central. He's going to call in an outfielder. going to be a right-handed pitcher entering the ballgame once again. They go to lefty, a righty, and now a second righty to get some warm-up pitches. And we'll mention a little bit about some rock and roll. Talk about some concerts coming up. Talk about REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy. REO Speedwagon, Kevin Cronin, Styx, Tommy Shaw, and Loverboy working for the weekend. This tour is going to begin prior to early May. We'll make the tickets are on sale now. And you can see them at Ruoff Music Center. You can see them at Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, just east of the main Noblesville thoroughfare. You can see them on June the 10th, 2022, Noblesville, Indiana. And if you're a Journey fan, you can see Journey with Toto. Journey with Toto tickets are available now. It's coming up right away. It's going to be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, downtown Indianapolis on Pennsylvania Avenue. Gainbridge Fieldhouse, Journey and Toto on May 5th. May 5th, coming right up. Get your tickets. I do know they have a different singer than the original Steve Perry. Steve Perry's real good. But they got a guy from a cover band over in California. I guess they have several Journey cover bands in California. And they selected this guy, and he's doing a fine job. Pretty good job indeed. So working up the final warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound is number eight, Caleb Kavalowski. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 150, getting the right-handed duties right now. 10-3 contest, Knights in front. Knights have scored 7 in the inning. Nobody out. One runner aboard at second base with a double, Tyler Fox. They're working right there on the diamond, working out a stretch. Caleb Kavalowski. Set to bat, getting ready to step in. Going to be number 24, Evan Dienhart. Looking from the windup. So Dienhart going to step in. Ball is in play. Working from the stretch. Kavalowski. First pitch comes in. Square in the bunt, pulls the bat back, and catches the outside edge. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Runner at second base. He will square the bunt. He'll work it right side. Fielded by the pitcher. He'll get the out. Kavalowski goes on to Baylen Holmes. Moves the runner. Mission accomplished for Evan Dienhart. Stepping in with one out. Owen Munn has started up once again. Fourth time through. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Still looking at signals. Quite a while right there from the set position. Outside of ball. Caleb Kavalowski doing the pitching for Benton Central. Outfield playing straight away. Infield at regular depth. Owen Munn batting. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Back to the rubber. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Checks third base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning. 10-3 ball game. Owen Munn, batting. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch. Strike called. Kemp goes 3-1. Owen Munn, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Caleb Kavalowski. Strike called, outside edge. Count goes full at 3-2. Runner at third base, Tyler Fox, got himself aboard with a double. Swinging, refilled by the pitcher, Kavalowski. He'll get the out at first base. It's going to be an RBI off the bat of Owen Munn. Scoring from third base, Tyler Fox. Set to bat for the Knights, number 33, Bren Robbins. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Healthy catch from Bren Robbins. And the hat comes off the head of Cavalacci on that pitch. Pretty windy day here in Lafayette. 0-1 pitch on the way from Kavalowski. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. Steps back in. Bren Robbins. Robbins playing the center field position. High and away. Ball 2. Two balls, one strike. Bren Robbins, Caleb Kavalowski. Ball comes in short off the glove. Ball. Count goes 3-1. Home plate umpire checks on the catcher. Adrian Torres, he's fine. Always good to ask. Here comes a 3-1 pitch to Robbins. Outside a ball. Just outside. He'll walk to first base. Bren Robbins. Stepping into bat, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter, Johnson, enters the ball game with a .250 batting average. First pitch outside a ball. They're trying to take second base. On the overthrow, they're not going to get it. Trying to play the ball off the dirt. Maybe a tad bit of a late break. Thrown out at second base. So we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Knights come up with 8 runs. The bottom of the fifth, 11-3 ball game. Back out to pitch is Evan Dienhart, number 24. Evan Dienhart working from the junior class, 5'9", 165. Plays pretty well between the goal lines on the football field. He's got some speed. He gets some warm-up tosses. In warm-up tosses in the infield. We mentioned this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com. You can reach them by phone. You can dial 765-654-7777. They offer bank, finance, or easy, low-payment plan. Visit them at ftcsales.com today. They've been open since 1999. For 23 years, your go-to dealer at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. You can find them at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Car, check that, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. They threw the ball around the diamond. They're going to put the ball in the glove of Evan Teamhart. Top of the sixth inning. Set to bat in the top of the sixth, going to be number 16, Adrian Torres. He does the catching for Benton Central. Adrian Torres steps in. The batting average is .231 entering the ballgame. 5'10", 190-pound sophomore. Here's the pitch. The take one ground ball, left side foul. Fielded by head coach Jared Hamill. Adrian Torres, he has 3 hits entering this ballgame. He's got 2 RBI. Benton Central has played 3 games. This is number 4. Is the pitch from Dehart. Outside of ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Top of the 6th inning. Benton Central batting. In game 1. Game 2 will start at the conclusion of this game. 30 minutes. You're going to fly one left side. It's going to be a shallow infield caught. Shallow grass, I should say. Caught there by Tyler Fox. Out number 1. Set to bat for Benton Central. First baseman, number 18, Baylen Holmes. Steps in. Right-handed batter. Steps in right-handed. Here comes a right-handed delivery from Dehart. Just missed. A bit tall. Count goes 1-0. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Brought it down a little bit. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Pitch comes in, strike called, outside edge. Knee high. Number 18, Baylen Holmes. Facing Evan Dehart. It comes a 1-2 pitch. Reach back for some more velocity. Vacuum off the plate with that pitch. Count goes 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Dehart, here comes the pitch. He's going to fly one up on the infield. Major league fly ball on the infield. Going to be caught by third baseman, Billy Owens. 2 outs. Top half of the 6th inning. Going to have a new hitter enter the ballgame. It's going to be number 14, Casey Best. Casey Best, he enters this ballgame with 1 hit, 1 at-bat. He's got a 1,000% batting average. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss, good cut. Casey Best, 5'7", 150. He scored 3 runs. He's got a hit. And 1 at-bat. Here's the 2nd at-bat for Best. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Pitch comes in. Strike 3. So go down looking. Top of the 6th inning, no runs. No errors. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The 11-3 Knights in front. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They have Titus Bakery and Deli. It's located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Visit them on Titus Bakery.com. That's on the web. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. You can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. Working in the bottom of the sixth inning, Knights going to bat. First batter going to be for 25, Carter Johnson. Doing the pitching, Jeffrey Benson, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Going to finish up this warm-up talk. Throw one down right here. Adrian Torres goes it down shortstop number 11. Take that back. Second baseman takes the throw. Justin Tucker. The timeout on the diamond. Coach Hamill going to make a change, letting the home plate umpire know that it's been made. He'll write that on his notepad. Knights working with bullpen activity down the right field line. Getting ready to bat, Carter Johnson. He'll step in. Going to face Caleb Kavalowski. First pitch outside of ball. Step back in. He's working from the stretch. Nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. 250 batting average. Entering tonight's ballgame. Take a swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Played in all four games. He's a senior, 5'9", 170. Has a pretty healthy cut. His first couple of cuts. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and miss. Strike three. He'll set down. Getting ready to bat. With one out. Number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, 16, going to face number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Working from the stretch, Kavalowski. First pitch to Bell. Going to take a drive, frozen rope to the left field. Going to get by to the right side of left fielder, Fryland Hedden. That was a frozen rope off the bat of T.J. Bell, stand-up double. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, the DH, number 32, Justin Brady. Another left-handed batter. Justin Brady, 333 average, entering tonight's ballgame. 17 attempts at the plate, 15 official ones at bats. Going to pop one. Going to be foul territory, left side. Going to be caught by the third baseman. little bit of an ice cream cone on that catch, but still an out. Knight's going to send up a new hitter. We're going to see number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to bat right here. Bottom of the sixth inning with one aboard at second base, T.J. Bell. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. Knights in front, 11-3. Short hop to glove of catcher Adrian Torres. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Caleb Kavalowski. Checks the runner at second. Pitch comes in a bit tall for a ball. 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike to Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch, Kavalowski. Pitches outside for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at second base, T.J. Bell. From the set, here comes the pitch. The foul, one straight back. Mazur going to take the count to full. Three balls, two strikes. Three-two count, payoff pitch on the way from Caleb Kavalowski. Outside of ball. Ball four, Ben Mazur jogs down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Stepping into that, we're going to see number nine, Hudson Gutwein. Right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein batting the 500, entering this ballgame for one hit in two plate appearances. Should say two official at-bats. First pitch comes in, a ball. One ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch. Looks to second base, is a pitch to Gutwein, low for a ball. Runners at first and second base. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-0. Hudson Gutwein, freshman class, 5'10", 150. Here comes a 3-0 pitch to Gutwein. Low for a ball, short off the glove of Torres. Runners move up 90 feet. Take a few words there. Shortstop Tyler Clemmie comes over to get some words of encouragement to Caleb Kavalowski. Caleb Kavalowski, sophomore player. Getting some good words from Tyler Clemmie. Set position. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Tyler Fox, the batter for the Knights. 1-0 count. Tyler Fox entering this game. Three plate appearances, three official at-bats. Strike call, outside edge. One ball, one strike, two outs. First, second, and third base occupied for the Knights. Gonna pop one foul straight back. Torres gives it a look. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Tyler Fox doing the batting for the Knights. Caleb Kavalowski, number 8, doing the pitching for Benton Central. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. 3 outs in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Knights leave 3 aboard. And we'll mention, this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. At Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes there, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there, Century 21 Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, Madison counties. She's done that since 1997. And she'll also cater to Tippecanoe in Benton County. You call her up, she'll help you. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, and that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We get some warm-up tosses right there. Evan Deanhart brought in relief for Caden Minnick. And finishing up his warm-up tosses, Jackson King, going to toss one down here momentarily. First batter we'll see, the top of the 7th inning, going to be number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. He is the pitcher of record. He's played in 3 ball games, all 3. He's got 3 plate appearances and 2 official at-bats entering this ball game. He's 5'10", 150. He's got an RBI. He's going to step in right now. Caleb Kavalowski. The spelling of his name, you would never guess. It is pronounced Kavalowski. Got some help in the dugout before the game, thankfully. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Working both feet on the rubber, Evan Deanhart. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. Kavalowski, 1-1. The sun's going down. It's become a bit brisk out tonight. The wind's still blowing right to left. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, foul, right side. Fielded by T.J. Bell. One ball, 2 strikes. Kavalowski, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Evan Deanhart. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. 1 out, top of the 7th inning. Evan Deanhart going to adjust that left sock area right there. Steps back on. 2 feet on the rubber, working from the windup. Stepping into bat. Ball 1 in the batter's box. Doing the batting, number 2, Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster was inserted defensively. The bottom of the 6th. Second pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Ryan Foster, sophomore, 5'10", 150. He scored 2 runs this season. Comes in 0-2 pitch, fouled right side out in front of the screen. Count remains 0-2. Right-handed batter, Ryan Foster. has played in all three games, now the fourth. Take a ground ball, third base, Billy Owens. They throw across the diamond. And get the put out right there is T.J. Bell. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. Set to bat, Jesse Stout. He was the original starter in this ballgame. Pitcher's mound. He wears number 3. Jesse Stout, his batting average is pretty impressive at .455 with 15 at-bats entering the ballgame. Pitch comes in, a ball high. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Deanhart. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Jesse Stout, 6'2", 170. Swing and a miss. Pretty good build for a pitcher. I can see why Coach Hamill started him. Right-handed batter, 2-1 pitch on the way. Outside edge, called strike. Two outs. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Three-two pitch. Two outs. Deanhart. Ball low. He'll walk to first base. He'll jog there. Pretty quick jog. Number 3 at first base, Jesse Stout. Set to bat, number 4, Tyler Clemmie. Clemmie has played a good shortstop position in this ballgame. Clemmie, a lefty, facing the righty Deanhart. Ground ball up the middle. Gloved by Deanhart. He'll pick it back up. He'll throw to first base. He's going to complete game 1. Final score on the diamond, game 1, Central Catholic 11, Denton Central 3. They'll take a 30-minute hiatus right here between games, and we're going to leave the microphone open. You may enjoy some music. We'll be back for game 2 around 7:50 p.m.